I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's talk about the investigation itself. Sheriff Chris Nanos told the Associated Press he made a mistake. He said this early on, releasing Nancy Guthrie's crime scene too early, then turned around and denied it to Fox News. Just pretty much contradicting himself, allegedly, here. His own search helicopter was grounded for 3 hours because he demoted the pilot over a personal grudge, allegedly. His search teams contaminated their own evidence field by, now we're learning about, discarding gloves in the same zone where the suspect may have dropped one. The co-founder of the forensic genealogy lab that helped identify Brian Koberger even called Nanos' evidence handling decision devastating, and investigators inside the case have told reporters they don't know who's in charge. And the sheriff or the FBI, that's what we've been hearing from all sorts of reporting. This person saying that person saying this, and then everybody contradicting each other and saying, nope, none of that's true. So everything's at a complete stalemate of what exactly is going on. But, I mean, walk me through, what the hell do you think is going on here with Nanos? Because, I mean, at the beginning, he even said flat out, probably should have waited longer to relinquish Nancy Guthrie's home to her family after his detectives processed it. And then out, you know, shortly after that to Fox News, to Matt Flynn, rejecting, was saying that, no, we did everything the way that we should have, basically. I'm paraphrasing there. You can't have it both ways. Again, I don't know what the hell's happening here, and it's just statements. None of this actually leads to Nancy Guthrie's being found. But it's chaos and it's contradiction from the people who are supposed to be the grownups and in charge and have their shit together.
Sorry, I'm laughing because the expectation that public has on this is law enforcement having their shit together.
Yeah.
We want to believe that, Robin. We need to believe that.
So, yeah, and that's why things like this continually erode public trust in organizations. But it looks pretty standard to me.
And here's a window into reality. Here's what we all think is happening. Yeah. Here's what's actually happening in investigations.
So there is one thing that on the outside looks like it's missing because of report, and that is a central point of thoughtfulness. But I don't know behind the scenes on what is going on. But what we're seeing with gloves being left on the ground, of the sheriff saying one thing, backtracking on another, and all these things. Yeah, I mean, we see it all the time. So understand this. This is actually a baseline for people on the inside working their own issues and working their own problems and having, I mean, just Nanos. Now, again, I'm not defending Nanos. I'm just kind of giving an optic of what's typically happened. So he's got personnel issues. That's typical.
I was going to say personality, but
it might be that too. But I mean, this is really typical. I mean, everyone listening and watching, just think to yourself, does anyone work in an organization where there's, you know, peace, love, and harmony, and everything's working fluidly, 100% effective, innovative every single day? Yeah. No. And when shit hits the fan, I tell you what, there is no standard operating procedure for chaos generally. Mm-hmm. When you have reps and experience, you now have a standing operating procedure for reps and experience. And Nanos, I did a deep dive again on him as well, you know, going through publicly appointed people versus elected sheriffs and the credibility, not credibility, effectiveness, not effectiveness. I mean, I've researched it all.
Yeah.
And it's pretty standard. And I'm not, it's not excusing, because it's, we're just seeing the garbage behind the scenes that we shouldn't see. Mm-hmm. And if they had a better person out front on this that could organize and take charge. And here's a great, there's been a few really good examples. One of the greatest people and spokesmen that I've seen in the last bunch of years for a situation that was kind of chaotic or could have been was the prison escapee in Pennsylvania. Cavalcante, I think, was his name. Boy, doing your show, Tony, I remember all these things. So Cavalcante was his name. And he escaped. And this guy that did the spider walk up the wall to get out of the prison in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And what happened was the state police guy came in. He was in charge. And I'll tell you what, his press briefings were spot on, specific, articulate. Here's who I got appointed doing this, bringing in the feds on this, bringing in the experts on this. And every time someone's poking at him, he goes, yep, thought about that, doing this, this, and this, and this. I mean, he was very scripted, very fluid. He wasn't winging it. He wasn't overconfident, because that's been, I think, Nanos's problem for himself. He gets in his own way, has been reported, and we've seen. He gets a little overconfident with his reps. He's got reps. He's got a strong law enforcement background, which allows you to fall in love with your own voice sometimes, meaning he might not think he needs a loving critic to script him out to do anything. And then
he's got a track record of not needing or thinking he doesn't need one.
Yeah, I know. I looked it up I agree. And what happens when you don't have the loving critic and you've never
never accepted one?
Yes. Or accepted one. You know, you fall in love with your own voice and chaos ensues. But I think I'm still on the grassroots level, the investigative level. We're seeing leads, we're seeing actions and things, because there is a direction for all the people doing this. In other words, he might be the mouthpiece at the center hub of the wheel. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the lead investigator, you know, and the on-scene commander is not him. He's just a mouthpiece. Whoever's the on-scene commander, I think, has their crap more wired than Nanos does, because we're seeing all the tendrils that have all these responsibilities actually working and still making action. And regardless of whether the top dogs are getting along or not, the people at the grassroots, I mean, great example. I'm in the FBI. After 9/11, they're saying, oh, the FBI and the CIA don't talk together and they need to do more collaboration and there's friction like this. What a lot of bull. My executives might have issues, but me at the grassroots level where the investigations are happening, I work closely with CIA, DIA, NCIS, all the Five Eyes. You know, I mean, there was never an issue I ever had with anyone I was working with, because at the street level, you're all on mission. And so I think, again, I'm glass half full on the grassroots guys actually doing the people doing the work in the field. But again, the translation that's going from there to public, I think, is where obviously it's getting all distorted and crapped on.
Yeah. Another big thing over the weekend, 16 gloves. What?
Why? What? Did they all go to Walmart to the clearance section and pick up gloves and go, yeah, we can trash all this stuff?
I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, this, when I was doing a piece on this earlier today,
I said, this seems to be systematic of a greater problem in our society. It's the lack of attention to detail, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It seems to be a bridge too far for so many, and I don't know why. And the thing is, there's places in life where you can be more lax on that sort of thing. This isn't one of them. You know, if you worked at the La Quinta, and you were supposed to make sure the TVs worked in all the rooms and everybody had a remote and you screwed that up, forgivable. It's something that one, you know, would expect when you go into your room that you're going to get it. But if you have to call the front desk and then you have to fix it or that's okay. There's more room for that there. Not here. I mean, you are investigating a missing woman, right? An elderly woman in a situation where one of the key pieces of evidence that they may be looking for or looking at is a disposable rubber or latex glove, and you're going around the crime scene and you happen to have those gloves on as you're picking up shit. What the hell is going through someone's mind, whether they be at the very entry level of investigator on this, that's assisting in some way, shape, or form, to the very top? Why is anyone on that scale? Why is it crossing anyone's mind that when they're done with it, it's just a, let's slide that off and let's end up having 16 of them littering a crime scene environment? I don't know. It baffles the mind, kind of, on like,
I shall demystify for you.
Please. I mean,
it's horrendous, but predictable. So if you remember, what was the one of the other cases we covered, and they sent the evidence, FBI evidence people outside kicking the snow and they're wearing mittens.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what happens. You in the FBI, when you're an agent, your primary job is agent. I was a special agent. I worked counterintelligence. I ran our behavioral team. All the things I did, aside from my own cases, were collateral duties. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is evidence response team working on ERT, it's a collateral duty that a lot of times our support employees will volunteer to do and get trained on, and some agents will get volunteered and trained on as well. In every office, there's only a very small handful of people that are actually trained to do evidence response and know how to handle, know chain of custody, you know, and all these things. So what happens is when you have a big event like this, the people in charge of field office will say, all hands on board. And they send all hands on board. And so all these people without training are going out doing evidence response and evidence collection. And they walk up with a big box of gloves. Does everyone take a glove?
But Robin, I mean, if you go to work at McDonald's, you know, you put a top on the hamburger. You know, you put a bun on it. You don't throw it away. I mean, even if...
Lack of supervision
and leadership.
It's undertrained people asked to do a job that's outside of their normal daily activity with a lack of training, lack of supervision, a lack of follow-up. I mean, that's the leadership. That's what leadership is. You give guidance, you give mission statements, and then you supervise, and then you follow up. And so that's why you have 16 gloves laying around. Because
I mean, is it one of those things where, like, if you were in that situation and you're, like, dealing with, like, why the hell are there – are you thinking to yourself – well, I didn't specifically tell them not to throw the gloves on the ground. Maybe I should have done that. I mean, it's not like you shouldn't have to do that, but like maybe you have to do that because people are that stupid.
No. The likelihood of someone intentionally throwing gloves on the ground is slim to none.
What happens is the people though. I mean,
well, you got a lot of people on site.
True.
I'm not making an excuse for anyone. It's just I've been there doing these things.
Yeah.
And when you're carrying a lot of gear and your hands get sweaty in one pair of gloves, you switch the gloves out, you stuff them in your pocket, then you put another pair on.
Yeah.
One falls out of your pocket. You put one in another jacket pocket. And remember, if you're not used to doing certain things a certain way and having a habit, you're creating a new habit on the fly. You're creating new habits on the fly. You're doing stupid stuff. And this is why training, one of the things you do in training is develop habits for things like this. Without training, you're winging it, that's why you have missing gloves. Because even afterwards, I mean, my daughter's a nurse, and she goes in the OR. And one of the big things she does as a tech in the OR is you got to account for all the instruments going in and all the instruments coming out. You know, and they do it three times before they even close up. No one was doing that on gloves. No one was doing that on everything else. It's like there was no procedure, it looks like, in place for accounting for all these things that should be accounted for. One pair of gloves on, one pair of gloves out.
I can forgive the accidental. It's just, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, if anybody is, I mean, true, just take a look at the video from there. It's a zoo. There's hundreds of people all over the place.
It's a show.
So the odds of them, some falling out of someone's pocket, I get that. It just seems like a lot. It seems like that should be very, very carefully done so you don't accidentally drop duplicate the same type of evidence we're looking for all over the crime scene. I don't know.
You guys, even on a basic human level, when you're outside walking around doing normal things, if you drop something a few times, don't you pick it up? I mean, are these just a bunch of litter bugs at this point? Because there's, how many gloves did they find? Did you say it was like 20?
16.
16. That's a lot of gloves. That's a lot of people just losing stuff and not being observant of what they're looking at, of their area around them. And they're supposed to be looking for clues.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how they found the gloves too. Did they find the gloves because they're actually doing a final sweep and they actually picked them up, actually part of their final sweep and final procedure, and it was inflated like this? Or did they find the gloves because they thought it was another sweep came through and they thought it was part of it? And they thought, so again, we lack context.
Context, yeah.
In how these things happen. It's hard. It's hard.
Speaking of the gloves, they have, and I'm trying to deliver this as accurately as I can because there's so much conflicting reporting on it. So if what I'm about to say is off a little bit, I apologize because you have some reports saying this and some reports saying that. They have a glove. Now, which glove this is exactly, I'm not entirely sure on. I've heard reports that there was a glove in the house. I've seen reports it was one that was found 2 miles away. The FBI has a glove, or Nanos had a glove, that they believe, so regardless of where it was found, that they believe is attached to the guy on the doorbell video. What we understand is that Nanos had sent that off to a private lab in Florida that they've already contracted with. And this is normal. It's not everything. Not everything that goes through law enforcement goes to Quantico to there. Local sheriff's departments, they have their own private labs they contract through. This exists. This is not crazy. And Nanos sent it there. There's conflicting reports of that. There's conflicting reports saying the FBI wanted it here. And then there's conflicting reports saying that he sent it before anybody asked for it over there. So however the hell this all happened, it didn't end up at Quantico first. It ended up at the Florida lab. Let's talk about that because obviously time is of the essence here. They need to try and figure this out. They need to get this DNA into CODIS to see if there's a match of some sort. Hopefully it's there by this morning and we may have we don't know if we're going to get a match or maybe nothing that shows up. But it's taken now. We're going on week three of all of this. Can you speak to that and this chaos here of what went down with this glove going to the Florida lab where it should have gone to Quantico or maybe it shouldn't have? Because, again, the reporting's been everywhere on what happened here and what should have happened.
I don't know the timeline of when the Bureau became involved compared to when they found that glove. And from what I understand, the truth of it is about two miles down the road, off the side of the road, and it matches of the visual description of the glove at the front door. And they're testing it for DNA to see if it's a match. That's the way I understand it as of right now. Nanos's decision to send it down to his contracted lab in Florida, again, I will go glass half full with no intent to roadblock. Because remember, it wouldn't make sense for him to do something to get in the way of the FBI intentionally because at this point, he wants to be reelected. I mean, always go back to what is in his best, because people always act in their own best interest in terms of what they think is their best chances of prosperity. Him intentionally roadblocking, stonewalling the FBI makes no sense for him to do whatsoever, especially since there's been no reported grudge, there's no problems or issues. We're not getting any sense of that except conjecture maybe.
Yeah.
And so part of his reps when doing investigations is to move as fast as possible, send it down to his lab. I think he was just in rep mode without thinking mode. And so his probably his rep was to get it in a box, get it, whatever, they send it off and send it off. And all of a sudden the FBI says, hey, send it to us. And we're like, ooh, oops. That's the best my conjecture on that was good intentions should have opened your eyes a little bit faster to see other options available to you.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the timeline, this is our speculation on the timeline. Yeah. We don't know because nobody does truly, because one report will say this and then you'll have one person on the inside. It's everywhere. But yeah, once he sent it off, he sent it off. It's going right where it's going. And early on, the FBI was not involved in this in the first little bit of time. And then we hear conflicting reports of the FBI wasn't called in. They had to kind of pressure their way in. And then we hear reports that he did call. So everything is like nobody's accountable for anything in this, apparently. Nobody is right or wrong. Everything is just out in the ether. So if in theory, at the beginning, it's early on and he should have called the FBI immediately, but did not. He may have been thinking at that moment in time, if you're going through the prism at that second, that, okay, we already have other pieces of the crime scene being processed over here. We're going to keep sending it there. And wasn't thinking the FBI was even going to get involved. Now, was that a complete error on his part and very narrow-minded, blinders-on thinking? 1,000%. And, you know, can he be criticized for that? 1,000%. But is it in terms of like nefarious, let's block the FBI? No, I don't think so. I just feel like this guy is constantly tripping over his own decisions because he's not thinking enough out there about the cause and effect and one or two steps down the road. It seems to be a lot about right here and now.
Yeah. And some of the comments, still laughing at some of the comments, it's a clown show out there. Yeah, it is.
Feels like it.
You see data points on him, you know, being Nanos, you know, having reps in his own confidence in himself to do this investigation on his own, because he's been doing it. I mean, what was it? Early 2000s, he came into law enforcement and he rose up through the ranks. I mean, so he's got reps doing this and he's got a lot of confidence in him and his people from his behavior. And he didn't think, again, I'm conjecture, you know, didn't think it was going to reach this level this rapidly and turn into chaos. Most likely because, again, elected officials want to get reelected. If he could do it all over again a different way, I'm guessing he probably would have. But it's caused a lot of chaos along the way.
The confidence of the incompetent is one of the most damaging things in 100%. Any investigation. And I wonder if that's what we're seeing. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube on this portion of the conversation. Love to get it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.